This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Medical examiner's office.
Hi there. I'm calling because I'm trying to track down some information about my mother's partner who died in 1982.
My mom has been waiting 37 years to say goodbye to Billy.
I guess my question is, they called her to identify the body. She came down
back in the summer of 1982. My mom says after she went to identify Billy's body, she learned that without her permission, he'd been sent to a cemetery where people are buried in mass graves by the city.
And they said, oh, we sent him to a potter's field.
She never knew where. So I'm on the phone with the office of the chief medical examiner here in New York. Under what circumstances would a body be sent to a potter's field from you guys?
If we were unable to contact any family members or friends, or if no one came forward to make arrangements for a person, or if we did reach someone and they made the request to have the person buried at the city cemetery on Hart Island.
Hart Island. So Hart Island is the potter's field for the city of New York.
Yes, that's correct.
According to the medical examiner's office, Billy has to be buried on Hart Island. The only problem is, when I searched the city's Hart Island database, Heitzman, nothing. William Heitzman, nothing.
There Bill is Heitzman, no nothing, William nothing, Heitzman.
Nothing. It's been fucking at least. But then,
Austin, what's going on? What?
It's the Hart Island lookup service. Look, Heitman, William, 37 years old, date of death June 15th, 1982, at Cabrini Medical Center. He's buried at plot number 136. I just fucking found Billy.
Oh!
Heitman. There's no Z. And that's why we haven't been able to find him this whole time.
Oh my God. This whole thing was just a misspelling?
I fucking found Billy. Today on the show, Hart Island. From Crime Town, I'm Io Tillett Wright, and this is the Ballad of Billy Balls.
I got the number of the Potter's Field, and on the other end, it was the Gravediggers. And I says, where is the body of William Heitzman? And they laughed. They laughed. I remember just the raw feeling of the fucking pain of the grief. And I would like to not remember that feeling, because the only thing that stopped it was you being born. All right?
We're gonna find him. We're gonna find him.
stand up, okay?
Okay.
Chapter 11. There's someone under this ground.
Well, not too far away from the bright, dazzling lights of Times Square and the New York City skyline lies one of America's darkest secrets.
Almost 1 million people buried here since the 1800s on just over 100 acres.
Potter's Field on Hart Island is a small patch of land in the easternmost part of the Bronx.
Can you describe physically what Hart Island looks and feels and sounds like?
Oh, it's the least developed part of New York City, right? So it's truly this rural landscape.
Melinda Hunt is an artist and the founding director of the Hart Island Project, a nonprofit working to catalog and tell the stories of the people buried there. She spent a lot of time on the island.
There aren't any markers, so it doesn't feel like what we call a traditional cemetery, a private cemetery, right? Because there aren't all these markers. So it's a bird sanctuary. There's herds of deer. There's these red raccoons. There's just all this wildlife there because people aren't there very much. And you're out in the Long Island Sound with sailboats going by. And it's just this really meaningful place because so many people are buried there. It's actually the country's largest natural burial ground and is a very sustainable ecological system of burials, except that it's managed by the penal system, which isn't very interested in ecology.
Hart Island is run by the Department of Correction, the agency best known for overseeing the city's prisons. Over the years, it was home to a missile base, an insane asylum, and a tuberculosis hospital. But by 1982, the island only housed abandoned buildings and dead bodies.
So when a body leaves a hospital and goes to Hart Island, who buries it? How does it get there? What is the process of entry for a Billy?
The body is put in a pine box at the morgue and loaded into a refrigerated truck and driven to Hart Island. And the moment that vehicle drives onto Hart Island, all of those bodies become property of the Department of Correction. And so they drive to the gravesite, and a bus of prisoners arrives at the gravesite. They dig these gigantic trenches where you put people in an organized trench. It's a grid. So that's how it's done.
Inmates from Rikers Island, a nearby jail, dig the trenches and bury the bodies.
I was in 5 months in Hart Island, and I buried well over 700 bodies. And that's not even, you know, gonna say babies.
This is a former Rikers inmate who Melinda interviewed for a documentary she made called Hart Island is an American Cemetery.
We were like the elite crew. And there would be people that would get on that, you know, on that detail, and they would show up one day and they would quit or just say they couldn't do it, you know, because it wasn't so easy, you know. Took a lot of, you know. I mean, they were dead people.
It's inherently shameful to have prisoners burying the dead.
Melinda says that because the Department of Correction, or DOC, is in charge of Hart Island, there's a shroud of shame around it and the people buried there.
That's the purpose of the penal system. It's a deterrent based on shame. And so the shame creates stigma. You can't celebrate a life if it's tainted. you're not going to go out and say, oh, this person's such a great person, and yeah, they were buried by the DOC. It just, those two things don't go together.
Let's say you're in the position of my mother. You are the long-term life partner, but not legally recognized life partner of someone. Can you walk us through the process of what would have happened and, like, kind of what she would have encountered?
Well, if she went to identify, she was providing a service to the city and then told, well, but you have no further rights.
And my mother would not have had the right to claim his body?
No, not in 1982. Basically, the city would have tried to find a next of kin, and they probably already tried to do that when he was at Cabrini.
We have a theory about how this might have gone down. I asked Billy's daughter, Amanda, about it the first time we met. She did say, which I think is a really important big clue, that the morgue did call her grandma when Billy died, because Amanda is technically the next of kin. She was 7, so the grandma didn't want anything to do with it and told them to fuck off.
As her legal guardian, Amanda's grandmother did have the right to make the decision that sent Billy to Heart Island. My mom, as Billy's longtime girlfriend, didn't have legal rights to him in 1982, and based on the Heart Island rules, I'm not sure she has the right to visit him today.
New York City Department of Corrections, Heart Island.
Hi there. I'm calling
Hi.
Because my mother is the long-term partner of somebody who we believe is buried on Heart Island, but they were not legally married. And I'm trying to figure out how I can get her onto the island to finally say goodbye to him.
She can just, or you can request for visits. We don't ask for proof, and friends do visit.
Oh, really?
Their friends. You know, not to discredit her relationship.
No. God, it's so humane. That's so unexpected from the DOC.
To me, scheduling a visit, she was more like his wife if they were together for a long time. So I would definitely schedule her for a family or a loved one type visit where she would just go and actually stand where he or she is and grieve and mourn in that way.
And that's just a call that you're able to make?
Yeah, right, exactly. We have to trust that there was a relationship and that she would want to be close.
Wow, okay. What is your name?
Mrs. Calvert.
Wow, Ms. Calvert, thank you a million times over. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Wow! Whoa, dude.
What?
I cannot believe what just happened. I can't believe what just happened. You realize what this means, right? This means there's no obstacle to my mother getting to say goodbye to the love of her life, which she has been waiting to do for 37 fucking years.
What are we doing right now? Where are we going?
We're walking to my mom's house, where I'm gonna tell her that I found Billy's body and that she can go visit him with no restrictions. Today is just about telling my mom that we found Billy. I'm not going to hit her with the police report or push her for any information. I just want to give her a chance to process this. It's big. Hi, Mama.
Hey. I'm so happy to see you, my friend. Look
Hi,
at you
Mom.
In your little pastel colors. Oh, God.
My mom doesn't know why I'm here. I ask her to sit down.
But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I have... I have some news.
Yes.
I found Billy's body.
Oh my God.
She clenches my hand as she closes her eyes and puts her head down. He's on Heart Island.
I'm like having all kinds of just take it very fucking slow.
Yeah.
You know?
You can go see him anytime you want.
See?
We'll visit his...
area?
His grave.
Okay. Okay.
You're squeezing my hand really tight right now.
Oh my god.
You okay?
Yeah. If something's open forever and nothing is ever finalized or people don't come together to go through this ritual and the ceremony thing, something's just not right. Maybe it's kind of on a metaphysical plane. I don't know how to fucking talk about it, but something's been eating me, and that's what it is. It's just one of those things, you gotta do it, that's all.
You feel like maybe it will let you and us close the chapter and start something new?
Probably. I hope so. I'm ready to go. My bag is fucking packed for a few years now, you know? So.
Goodbye, Broadway, goodbye. I'm sorry, what?
You heard what I said.
Where are you going?
I'm ready to go.
To where?
Wherever we're gonna go next.
Next, we're going to Heart Island. That's after the break.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Oh, there she is, right there.
Okay.
Hola!
On a hazy spring morning, Austin, my fiancé Rachel, and I pick my mom up at her apartment.
Hey, my bud.
Hi, Mama.
We're about to drive to the Bronx to catch a ferry to Heart Island.
God, it's nice to be in her fucking car.
My mom's dressed all in black, with big sunglasses covering her face. She's wearing her nicest pants, high heels, and a knee-length coat.
The trench coat looks good, Mom.
Yeah, I know. Wow, it's a foggy day.
It's creepy. Misty it just got, huh?
Yeah. Wow, the mist. Oh, my God. It's total London fog.
After a half-hour drive, we find ourselves at a place called City Island. The ferry to Heart Island leaves from here.
Oh,
like salty air.
Nice. It is, huh?
It's basically like a suburban fishing town. It's a quaint little village vibe, but everything is covered in mist.
My mom carries with her a white envelope that she plans to bring to Billy.
I'm smuggling, if possible, don't worry.
We walk toward a dock that's fenced off and locked.
And there's a big Department of Corrections badge logo, and it says restricted area.
It also has a big sign that says end.
The fucking end of the line, man. Oh, God. Hold my hand, my bud.
The mist is so thick, we can't see anything past the dock. A man in a city uniform approaches from the other side of the fence.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Now opening up.
The fence slides open, and we walk onto an old dock with wide wooden planks. We sign in for the visit as the sky brightens.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The fog just cleared and the island is suddenly like, I could probably throw a baseball to it.
The mist starts to rise and we see Heart Island for the first time. A narrow strip of land covered in barren trees.
How are you doing, Mom?
I'm fucked up. What do you think? You know, I always look at these weird little islands and you want to swim there, you know? I don't want to swim to that place.
Once you're off the dock with the recording device.
Oh, yeah. Please.
And here's,
please now.
Yeah. Austin has to put his mic back in the car, but I'm wearing a wire.
You sure you're not turning it off? Was it off?
We walk onto an industrial-looking ferry with a crowd of about 15 other people visiting loved ones. The boat inches toward the island.
I just can't believe how horror movie-esque this is. An island of dead people, 100 feet away from an island of living people, all abandoned, and it's literally coated in mist.
It's just like I imagined it.
In just a few minutes, we've arrived. The dock workers secure the ferry.
All right, we're all set, folks. When you get off.
Dotting the shoreline are little Catholic statues. Baby angels and a Virgin Mary, all painted white, stare at us as we disembark. My mom is silent. She's flanked herself with my fiancé, Rachel, and me, and clutches both of our hands. Ahead is a big white bus with corrections stamped along the side.
We gotta get on the corrections bus?
The white bus. Wow. Sure, Ma. Wherever you wanna sit.
The island is devastating. Around us are half-crumbled brick and plaster buildings. An old boat sits rotting. A crow has nested on top of a dilapidated shed. Everything feels dead, except the animals that run wild here.
You do have Canadian geese on the island. There are Canadian geese, so see them. This is their nesting season. They get quite aggressive this time of year.
The bus creeps forward.
It is the north end of the island. This is the older burials on this end.
Got it. The trees look like Tim Burton trees. They, like, reach out in every direction, zigzags.
Rounding a corner, we come to an open field with little white concrete blocks placed every 20 feet or so, marking a rudimentary grid.
136?
136.
We're here.
What do you want, Mom? You want us to go with you? You want to go on your own? You want us to go with you? Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Come on, Ma.
Oh, God.
This is very low-lying.
A surprisingly gentle corrections officer leads us off the bus and into a muddy field. It sits just next to a rocky beach, where large pieces of trash, plastic bins, and wooden crates have washed up.
You gonna be good with those heels in this soft earth?
I don't know.
I got your flip-flops if you need them.
My mom's heels sink into the ground as the officer consults a cemetery diagram and settles on a spot. He says Billy is roughly in this area, under the patchy grass.
You right there?
Grass is coming.
Is it this way or that way? So he's right here. Thank you. Thank you.
He says he thinks Billy's head is pointing in the direction of the water. He apologizes for our loss and ambles towards the beach, leaving us in privacy. Rachel and I clear the bottle caps and trash that the tide has washed up over Billy. My ma stares at the mulchy earth.
It's so unbelievable that there's someone under this ground and you would never know it. And it's him.
She takes out that white envelope she smuggled in. It's filled with seeds.
We're planting some flowers.
Break them up.
Okay.
The seeds, you know, you gotta break them like this.
Okay.
She bends over at the waist and starts ripping back the grass.
My mom is digging with her fingers into the earth.
Just more.
You wanna give me some more?
Yeah. Just cover him with flowers.
My mom is digging with her fingers. It looks as though she's caressing Billy's chest, and she's digging right on top of where they said his chest would be. She's digging with her fingers.
I feel like I could just keep going, and there he's gonna be right there.
Yeah.
The birds are nice here. The sound of the birds.
You want us to leave you alone for a minute with them?
Yeah, you could leave me alone for just a few minutes, maybe.
I love you, Mama.
Love you, too. Don't go too far.
We'll be right here.
One thing that I've been around birds, you see.
Why?
Because all my life when I was growing up, my brother had birds always.
Oh, really?
Mostly harmless little birds, all of them.
Where did he keep all those birds?
Huh?
Where did
in an
aviary. Isn't that pronounced aviary?
Okay.
I don't know.
Are you happy we came?
I guess it's just something that you gotta do, you know? I wish he wasn't fucking dead. But he is. He's dead. You know? This is so, so creepy.
You feel like this puts an end to something, knowing where he is, having found him?
And I don't know, it's just creepy. I don't know what to say. I can't talk about it. I don't know the answer to anything.
Okay.
In fact, I woke up today realizing that I'm completely stupid and that I don't know the answer to anything.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Don't ask me any more questions. That's what I'm talking about. I wish that he could just come with us. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to go with us too. His spirit. Let's go.
Okay. How you doing, Mom?
I feel worse than ever now. Ugh. Like my guts are being scraped out from the inside. I don't know. I told you, just don't ask me anything. I don't know anything.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Mom.
That city dump grave.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Heavy sigh.
It was horrible when she cried.
Is it feeling like your mom's reaction is different than what you had thought it would be?
Hearing her cry like that in the back seat, like, that's raw shit. I don't know how to do the right thing for her. I thought that taking her to Heart Island was it. Shit in movies is so neat, you know? You go to the grave and you lay the flowers and it fades to black and everybody just feels satisfied and reconciled, but real life isn't like that. Even if you can find the grave, it might not scratch the itch of reconciling that somebody was killed.
When I started this whole thing, I thought that this day, taking my mom to say goodbye to Billy, would be the end of the story. But it's clearly not. My mom still feels like there was an injustice against Billy, that he was wrongfully killed. When I was younger, I started making a list. A list of questions I would ask the cop who shot Billy, if I could ever find him. I thought there was no way I would ever get the chance. I was wrong.
Austin, talk to me for a sec.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, okay, hello. That's good.
Okay, I'm gonna call Mr.
Holy shit.
Next week, the undercover cop. Crimetown is Zach Stewart Pontier and Mark Smerling. The Ballad of Billy Balls is hosted by me, Io Tillett Wright, and made in partnership with Cadence 13. You can find me on the internet. I'm Io Loves You on everything. Say hello. And if you want to know more about my story, you can pick up my memoir, Darling Days. We also want to hear from you. We have a voicemail set up for you to call us. Here's Candace.
I have this family story that I've always wanted to look into, and it involves a sister I don't know, and my mom was forced to give up her child. But I'm terrified to ask my mom more questions because of the emotional impact it might have on her. And I just want to know any advice you might have for breaking the ice. It's sort of always been a thing I've really, really wanted to look into. And I think a lot of people have a similar story.
Thanks for that, Candace. You know, my best advice is to just take it really slow and approach it with a lot of compassion and tenderness. And anybody else, if you have a family mystery, solved or unsolved, we'd love to hear about it. Call us and leave us a voicemail at 570-392-9660. Seriously, call right now. You can also get into our discussion forum on our website, theballadofbillyballs.com. The show is produced by me, Kevin Shepard, and Ryan Swikert. Our senior producer is Austin Mitchell. Editing by Zach Stewart Pontier and Mark Smerling. Fact-checking by Jennifer Blackman. This episode was mixed by Kenny Cusiak. Music and sound design by Kenny Cusiak, too. Our title track is Dark Allies by Light Asylum. Archival research by Brennan Reese. Thanks to Daniela Araya, my fiancé Rachel, Emily Wiedemann, Green Card Pictures, Alessandro Santoro, Bill Clegg, Ben Davis, Oren Rosenbaum, and the team at Cadence 13. And special thanks to Mrs. Calvert at the DOC for honoring love. And of course, my mom, without whom none of this would be possible.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.